to Tango Mobile. To T.
What's up, Rusty? K4BWA.
I'm not sure. And all. I know Tom was going out to get him some more cow poo.
Why? I mean, he's already full of it.
He said Bernice needed more for the yard and they had run out. And he says he was helping her with it, but actually she was doing most of the work, you know?
Doing 60 miles an hour on New Cut Road, north of 357. And I just had a guy tailgating the hound out of me and passed me in a no-passing zone. Yeah, buddy, where's the HP where you need them?
Oh, yeah, I had one do that on my road with me the other day, and it's a 35-mile-an-hour zone. And I was running 40, and, you know, and all, because rest a little bit. And this guy comes running up behind me super fast. And he found out his coming up and riding my tail for about a foot and a half away was not going to make me go any faster. Therefore, he went ahead and passed me. Double yellow line, curve, and a bridge. You go figure.
Now this guy is up on a pickup truck, and we're all running along here at 55 miles an hour in a 45 zone. Oh, there he goes. Golly, passing in another no-passing zone.
Looking for a place to happen.
So now he's traveling about 100 yards, and he's making a hard right turn on two wheels. I hope there's some kind of emergency that can justify that. Man. You know what? Back in the old days, you'd pull up, jerk that guy out of the car, and give him an old-fashioned butt-whipping, and learned him a lesson.
Yeah, I don't think that'll happen these days. Not gonna happen, but, you know. Oh, well, and I'll... So what you been up to today, Steve?
I am on my way to Fletcher, North Carolina, and I'm going up to meet Vlad to pick up my repaired 857D.
Your 857D?
I had a squelch issue, and also had a VFO issue. Actually, there was nothing wrong. He texted me back and said, nothing wrong with the VFO. The knob just came loose. Yes. But he still went through it, and he worked with the audio a little bit. He improved that. He did a little tuning here and there, and he also repaired the squelch issue I was having, so it ought to be like new again.
As long as you can keep it new working and not costing you an arm and a leg, it's a good deal, because they don't make that radio no more.
Hot flash for you. Right now, with no new radios available, that radio is selling for what it went for, brand spanking new. It's insane.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's a good mobile rig. That is a good mobile rig. And, you know, it's got everything on it. It's a good mobile rig, and a lot of people run them. I wish I'd never sold mine. But, you know, it is what it is. And I'll just have to figure out what I'm going to do if I decide to go mobile and get me another radio. I'm going to have to either get a small radio of some sort or move my 7200 into the vehicle and put a 7300 or a 7610 on my radio bench, you know.
I have a second 857, and that's what I'm talking on right now in my little Saturn. I'm going to see if I can't get it worked out to get that one I've got all fixed up and repaired into that Dodge pickup truck of mine. I gotta figure out how to get it quieted down without any popping sound in it.
Thing with the 857, when you put it in something, I have found out when I had mine in the car for a while, you have to make sure that you've got the body of that vehicle and everything real severely grounded. And I mean, I had one little spot that I didn't have a ground strap going between a door and the frame, and for some reason, I was having problems. As soon as I put that strap between the door and the frame, it went away.
It looks like I'm going to be running ground straps everywhere, because I'm going to tell you something. I even isolated the power source for that antenna, or for that radio, to a battery, and I was still getting the popping sound.
Yeah, but if you've got it in a vehicle, that popping sound will come from your alternator, whether you're running off the car power or not. I found that out. Because I have a friend that had one in his vehicle, and he had a separate battery just to run his radio, and so he wasn't connected to the regular rest of the system, yet his alternator was causing a popping in his radio, and after he did some additional grounding work, he finally got rid of it. But, you know, it is what it is. I'm going to have to round up a bunch of you guys here in the next couple of weeks to come help me string some, redo my loop up in the air when I get the wire. Because it takes three men and a mule to handle that copper-clad steel wire when you go to put it back up and run it in a loop.
Do you have a shooter?
Hello, spot. I'll be right back. I should be back. What was the last thing you said, Steve?
Do you have a shooter?
No, because I'm not going to need to shoot it, because what I'm going to do is I'm just going to lower down the four corners that are already up in the air, and we're going to take the old wire out and run it through the new, take the new wire and run it through the same pieces I've got on each corner, and then just pull it back up in the air. So, no, I'm not going to have to do any shooting.
Okay. All right, well, I'm having trouble picturing what you're talking about, but that's all right. Well, I'm sure you can get together a bunch of folks and come on over. Sounds like all you got to do is just, I just have to fit and see what you're talking about. So how big a loop are you talking about?
The loop is 271 feet. It's four different size sides. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to lower down each corner that's already up in the air. And I'm going to unthread the old wire out and then thread the new wire through it. As I take the old out, I put the new in and just feed it around. And then as I get it all the way back around to where the corner is that it's got to be wrapped and soldered to, I'll do that there and then pull all four corners back up in the air, because I'm not going to move it from where it is. I just need to put up a solid wire again, for the simple fact that the wire I've got up here is broken several times, and my soldering things, and when you wind that twisted copper wire back around itself and everything, it doesn't make good connections sometimes, and all, even when it's twisted and then soldered. So that's what I'm going to do, is put up the copper-clad steel to replace the stranded copper.
Well, I'm hitting up here around in Landrum, so I may start getting a little stretchy, too.
Almost back to the house, and got to thread my way up through the school zone up here, but actually it's beyond the school time, so it won't be so bad now, because the only thing there are the teachers, and they're getting ready to call it a day. The students have all left. And in fact, they were leaving when I went to go to lunch. Catch you later, Steve. Talk to you later. Hopefully your radio will be in super shape when you get it back. KN4VWA, W2T, 73's for now, Steve.
W2T, always a pleasure. KN4VWA, I'm clear.
2 Tango, KG4RUE.
Hello, Mr. Gary.
It's been a long time. I just thought I'd say hello to you on 2 meters.
Yeah, we don't get to talk here too often. And how was your trip up on the mountain?
Oh, we had a real good day. And that's the third time up in that zone. And each time Well, two out of the three, we didn't go over Pinnacle. This time we went over Pinnacle, and we had a good day. We checked the box, and we're going to go do something else, Roger.
Oh, yeah. Well, every time you check off a box, that's something, gives you something better to go with. And well, I got a box checked off at my house. I took down an old satellite dish that was on the corner of my porch. It'd been there for a number of years and finally got tired of looking at it, you know?
Well, that well. It's good weather for it. All right, Rusty, I just wanted to say a quick hello here. I'm sitting in the parking lot of the dentist's office, so I'm going to go in there for all that fun. So maybe we'll catch you tonight if I get back to the house in time. I got a couple things I got to do. But we'll talk to you a little bit later. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, KG4RUE, Roger.
Hey, that worked out just fine because I'm just getting ready to pull in the yard. Talk to you later, W2T clear.
RUE.